film sucks. Indie film sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Yeah.
Coming at you from the mean streets of St. Louis, from a basement on South Broadway, the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Because it's a joy and a pleasure to be here once again.
Welcome back, Brock.
Thanks, buddy.
Off assignment.
Yeah, I'm Brock Roberts. Nice to be back.
Oh, I'm Chris Grega. Glad to still be here.
And they call me Mackie. Glad to be here.
Why do they call you Mackie?
It's my last name.
It's my last name.
Okay, I thought it was like
It's a long story.
Okay.
Has to do with heritage and different things and
okay
everything. It's not that.
All right. What are we?
I don't know. How you guys doing?
Oh, right. Man. Never, literally never better.
You're a good liar. You should be an actor.
Yeah, I should.
No, well, you look great.
Thanks.
I mean, hair slicked back, ready to go.
Yeah.
Doing great, Brock. Thanks. Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, I got a good email today. We're thinking about, you know, talking to somebody from the sales agent side of things, possibly, just to figure out what that's all about. So we'll figure out how that puts together. So maybe by the time this one comes out, we'll have something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I doubt it. We'll see.
We'll at least have learned something.
Right. We'll have learned something. That's the purpose.
Yeah. I just want to talk to this person to see, can you do anything whatsoever for us that we cannot do for ourselves?
And that's how I would present it to him. Going, hi, thanks for taking the time. Mm-hmm. Can you do anything for us that we can't do ourselves?
Well, maybe a little bit more cordial, but basically, yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was positive on that aspect of it, because I personally have never talked to a sales agent. Or
I'm awaiting response from another sales agent. We'll see what happens. You know, that's kind of my gripe a little bit is, you know, you see people out there wanting to gain traction in their business, whatever business that is. And this one just happens to be with the sales agent business. And I see, you know, them posting stuff on different platforms, and I've even taken some of their online classes just to learn what they do. And, you know, you reach out to them and say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. I'd like to talk to you more about this. And you don't hear nothing back. I mean, if it's a day or two, fine. But if a week goes by, you don't hear nothing back from someone you could potentially be doing business with, man, I already got red flags up.
Mm-hmm.
And this person could actually do something really cool for us, and we could do something cool for him, possibly. But, you know, right now, if you're not getting back to us, and what do you expect?
How do you know this guy? Is it like connection, or is like you just reaching out there in the void? Or I mean, I'm just interested.
No, I follow quite a few people, as you guys do on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever, or X, whatever the fuck, and I've been following this particular person for quite a while, and seemed pretty legit. And he has a business partner who actually did have connections with, you know, 20 years ago when I first kind of started getting into this business. So it shouldn't be a long shot for someone like that to respond back. You know, maybe they didn't get the email. Maybe he's got a bunch of emails to get through. I don't know.
Right.
That could be it. So I'll probably reach out again and just make sure, because it seems like somebody I would like to possibly work with in the future if he's serious about his business. And his business would be helping out, you know, independent films.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about the persistence on that, you know, is knowing maybe this person's busy.
Sure, could be.
Might have a ton of followers. I don't have no idea. But I think just not, like, thinking that it was, like, him going fluffing you off, but just being persistent on it. And then
I like getting fluffed.
No, I agree. But just putting that just cordial stuff out time after time and just going, hey, just want to follow up on this email, just see if you're interested. Exactly.
That's what I'll be doing.
As opposed to, I agree, in business, you always want somebody to get back to you.
Yeah.
And the worst thing in business is just no response.
Yeah. And, you know, I made a handful of different emails to get us in other theaters. And, you know, some I hear back from and some, you know, crickets or whatever, because usually it's just a referral. And I get it. You know, you can't answer every single person you don't know. But if it has potential to bring your business business, you should probably, you know, reach out to whoever gets with you.
Probably, but definitely in this industry, if someone is in a position where they don't need you, they certainly might not respond to you. It depends on the person, right. too.
I get it, but how do you know if you don't need or do need somebody if you don't talk to them?
Sure. I mean, but if you are already in a successful position and the person coming to you is an unknown factor, not in a successful position, then you might be like, I'll blow them off. Do I think that's right? No. Do I think that's smart? No. But I also think that's kind of how it is.
I don't know. I think you're right, but some people don't have the mentality.
No.
I just think that's bad business.
I put it in the industry, though, is if you're in, I don't know, floor cleaning, and somebody's calling you to get their floors cleaned, yes, that's a potential client to do that. This is an industry. Indie film is an industry where the person who holds the cards has a lot. They have it all. Somebody wants to unlock that. Somebody wants something from you. A lot of people want something from you. They want your connections. You want their knowledge. They want to know how you did it. And there's a million people knocking on that door. There's a million people that are trying to break down that door. And I just can't expect somebody that has that with the amount of people that may be emailing people or looking for something.
The people we're reaching out to don't have that problem.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that in this industry, it's like going to distributors, right? What do you always say, Greg? Is no news a no. I mean, if you get no email, it's a no.
Yeah, no news is bad news.
Right. Mm. So I just look at it like that, and I'm still trying to figure out this industry. But I always look at it like that going, you know what? I'm probably not going to get a response. If I do, wow, that's crazy. I got to be ready to, you know, answer it. But, you know, most of the time, you're probably not going to get the response. Just because that's... Everybody's trying to get something from somebody.
Well, I just had a conversation on Facebook with someone, and they were quoting someone's speech at the Oscars, essentially saying, instead of making one $200 million movie, you know, make four $50 million movies or whatever the breakdown was, right? You know, make 10, $20 million movies, right? You know, whatever. And this person was saying something to the effect that, hey, you know, in this region, you know, we should be going after larger money, and this is the kind of the year of the indie. And I was like, that's a great sentiment, but it's a struggle for independent filmmakers, a lot of independent filmmakers, to put together even $100,000, sometimes even put together $50,000. And he said, well, why not aim higher? I said, man, I would happily aim higher if I knew where to get that money. Now, I'm not going to say we have solved, but it has been easier for us to put together front-end money, and we're still left with the problem of how do you get a return on that investment on the back end. That's a problem for another time. But I said, because here's the thing. Everyone talks about we need to work together, but nobody is working together because nobody is giving up their financing. You know, I've got a person who's going to bankroll my film to the tune of $300,000, and Joe Blow filmmaker comes along, hey, where'd you get the financing for that? Am I going to tell him? Probably not.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I mean, and that's where, so how do we work together if everyone is got their card so close to the vest?
You know, I wouldn't give up an investor unless I was part of that film as well.
Yeah.
You know, because that's my connection. That's my investor. They trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give my investor trust me over to somebody I don't jack shit about.
Yeah. So when you say, oh, we need to aim for more, like, okay, fine. You already have your money. How's that helping me get mine?
I don't have an answer.
I've never had an answer to that.
We talked about this, that everybody brings something to the table. Sometimes you got the guys with the money. Sometimes you got the guys with the script. Sometimes you got the better directors. Sometimes you got the better actors. It's just one of those things. It's like any business, though. There's not a big collaboration. If you go to collaborate on any business and everybody does the same thing, car washes or something like that, nobody's talking about what my profit strategy is because I want more cars going through my car wash.
Sure.
They're talking about general ideas of how to improve certain things and maybe different techniques, maybe different stuff. That's what filmmakers do. But everybody wants to be the car wash that's most successful.
Sure.
And have that. So I don't think they have to share their thing. I just wish that the people that did get the money made the best films.
That's definitely not always the case.
No, or you know what I mean? Because that's not what happens. Is it's like anything in life is some people have this knack to raise money or they have connections to make money. They happen to be a filmmaker. That's great. Well, I don't know how else to do it because we make good films. How much time and effort did we put into researching on how to get money? How much have we put ourselves out there? We don't know what they did. We don't know what they did to get their investors. So the question shouldn't be is how. Who's your investor? Is how did you get the investor?
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. I'll share that all day long. How do you get them?
Right, but have we asked those questions?
I've had people ask me those questions.
Well, of course, because we raise some money. Significant money. Yeah.
And I let them know. You know, you go find people and you
talk to them. Just like everything else with tied to this industry, there's no one simple, easy answer for that either. There isn't. And finding the money, as hard as it is, and as you both know, it's extremely hard to find the money. That's still easier than getting the money back.
Correct. And that's we're making the good film, having a plan for it, and executing the plan.
Well, that is a whole other podcast we can talk about some other time, you know, the back end bullshit, which I know we talk about, but we don't really elaborate on what it really is.
Yeah.
Because it's really shitty. So I'm curious about this post you said, Grega. It's the year of the indie, this person said.
Let's make it the year of the indie. Okay. It's not like Chinese New Year.
Right. It's the year of the indie.
Exactly. Yeah. It was right after Dragon.
Well, you know, that'd be great. I mean, every year is a year of the indie. There's always independent films being made. The problem just is that back end. I mean, it's not easy to raise money. We know that. But it certainly seems like there are ways to raise money for a movie. We've proven that. We've done it. Getting that money back, that is an algorithm no one's figured out yet. That, you know, make a better movie. Okay, fine. But, you know, how many people have to watch a movie for you to make a return on the dollar? That is an equation that nobody can figure out yet. I don't even think Goodwill Hunting can figure that shit out. You know?
How about them apples?
It's like the IRS tax shit, you know? It's just nobody knows what the hell's going on.
I don't know. I look at the post that, because I read the same thing and then you told me about it, is a little bit different way. I understand exactly what your points are, but you connected with somebody you've never connected with before.
Yeah.
Right? So independent filmmakers are talking more to independent filmmakers.
Yeah.
And it was an initial conversation about some things that 2 years ago we weren't this connected.
No, and I'm not faulting this person either.
No. It has nothing to do with this person. That post was his personal thing, and some people were rah-rahing on there, and I agree 100% about if you have that much money, which nobody's getting $200 million. If anybody has $200 million, the studio's going to make the $200 million film because they probably already know what they're going to do. We talked about formulas. They probably already know exactly how to return investment on that.
Well, sure. They know theirs because they're the banker, they're the distributor, 100%. They're the filmmaker. You know, they run the whole show.
Right, but the point of it was let's try to make more films for independent filmmakers. And, of course, it always goes to, well, how do I get the money for mine? How do I get this? And I'm taking it going, man, you got two people talking about three or four people on there all talking that may 2 years ago weren't talking to each other. That helps independent film in St. Louis. People are talking about the tax credit more, right? Because he mentioned that in the post, the tax credit, right? We weren't talking about that.
Well, because it was gone for a long time.
No, I know. But now it's back and people are talking about it. That's my point is yes, we all want to make films. We all want to know how to raise the money. We all want to get a return on our investment. But I think the positive out of that is now we're talking to other people. And hopefully those conversations go bigger and better places where maybe we can connect with somebody. Maybe we can partner with somebody. Maybe somebody has let us in because they see our talent and our skill.
Or they may not answer the email, Chris.
I guess. I don't know. Depends on who you're reaching out to, Brock.
That's the more likely of the two scenarios.
But they did. They did respond to you, though.
No, this was just an open forum discussion on social media.
Yeah, but they were responding to your post.
Sure, but this was not me reaching out to someone via email and saying, hey, I have a question about blah, blah, blah. Can you give me some advice on this? And just getting, you know, radio silence. You know,
there are some posts I've read where the author of the post in whatever platform, they will respond or say, let me DM you or can we DM each other about it? And I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I think there are people helping each other out. Just nobody has the answers. is a fucking real problem.
Yeah, I agree. Nobody has the answers, but I'm not. Yes, if somebody had the answer, that'd be great if they gave it to me.
No, they know the answers of what's going on. Like, okay, yeah, I put my film on Film Hub, or I got
right, and this was the result.
Here's how much money I kind of made here, there, and all these different platforms, but they don't have the answer on how to actually get big money back, like the money they put in their film.
Well, I mean, sort of a baseline, we've talked about this, is first of all, make a better movie and drive people to watch your movie, because if you get more views, you will get more money.
Even if it's, let's say, yes, baseline, it is a good movie, right?
Yeah.
But even if it's not a good movie, drive people to go see your movie, and people might happenstance around it. A million people to get 500,000 to get this, you're going to get some money back.
And that's the thing. How do you really drive people on an independent level to see your movie?
Hard work?
Well, yeah.
Persistence?
That's about it. That's about it.
Paying somebody? I mean, there's a lot of things.
You say you need 1 million people to see your movie. How do any independent, I mean, we're just three guys, but most independent film companies are pretty small like us, or even smaller. How, if we found the code to that lock, you know, I'd spit it out everywhere we could, but I wouldn't have that many people follow me to get the answer anyway.
What's your goal? What's your ultimate goal for your movie?
To get as many viewers as possible to see your movie.
Okay, but if it only pays a penny, that goal doesn't meet your purpose.
Yeah, so, that's about all they're paying anyway.
But what's your real goal? It's paying investors back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to find a way in the current market to pay your investors back.
Right.
So that's either go out and do other things in order to generate money to pay your investors back.
Like what?
I don't know. Whatever it is. More content. So if you got one film...
I thought you meant like... sell more like DVDs or whatever. No,
that's a way within the current market or within your current thing, right? Mm-hmm. You can go to cons, sell DVDs. You can sell DVDs on your website. You can get in theaters. There's ways to do it. That's going to all generate a small amount.
So you need a following.
Yeah, or you need more content out there generating more income for you. If you know everything pays a penny.
Well, you can have content, but if you don't have a following to follow that content, it's going to fall on deaf ears.
I agree.
So you need following.
That would be the first thing I would do is build an audience, which is what we're trying to do with Indie Film Sucks. Yeah, 113 hopefully after this one. No, my point is, I agree with you 100% that you need followers, right?
Yeah, those are customers. You have to have customers look at your stuff, or they're potential customers. They're people you're reaching out to possibly check out your shit, right?
Right. So you almost need to do that prior to, which we've talked about.
Prior to, during, and then after the fact.
Right, but you can't create the product and then go back and try to generate the customers, right? That's going to take a long time.
Well, that's what almost everyone does, and that's what we did, and that's what we have subsequently learned.
Correct.
But here's the thing, answering your question. You said, how do you drive people to your product?
Right.
How do you drive people to your film? And I'm going to say this, and this is a harsh truth, is most people... don't. Most people who do this, the vast majority of people who do this at an indie level, fail.
I know, that's why I asked the question, how do you fix that failure?
No, but
you I'm saying
we know how to do it, we're not doing it.
No, what I'm saying is the vast majority of people doing this are going to fail because statistically not everybody can succeed.
Sure.
Agree. In any business, that's the truth.
Yeah. So what you have to do is you have to have a mixture of fortitude to keep going.
Yeah, you do. I agree.
I'm serious.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
And I hate to say it, but a little bit of luck.
Agree again.
You know, you gotta have the discipline to keep working, and you gotta sort of hit that right place at the right time with the right people. And granted, your stuff has to be halfway decent too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that we're just given that as a fact.
Yeah, that's sort of a given.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, some people are just, they're going to fail. Most people are going to fail.
Most people are because they believe in the system that's already out there that's not correct.
Even if the system was totally correct.
That's the way movies don't make it.
There's still...
No, there's too much content out there. It's it's the law of averages. It's businesses are going to fail. I mean, how many restaurants close, right?
Yeah, and,
right,
plenty.
Things open, they close, right? Films aren't going to make it. There's too much out there.
Yeah, so, I mean...
I agree.
So, essentially, you have to go into this knowing there's a pretty strong possibility this shit ain't going to work. That's baseline. You have to know that, and then you effectively have to just keep pushing. That's the fortitude. And yeah, a lot of times people say, and we've said, you make your own luck by hard work. That is true. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can work your ass off and it still might not happen. That's a possibility.
Yeah, but I think I agree with you. You could work your ass off and nothing happened. But if you work your ass off towards the wrong goals or this goalpost that keeps moving of, you know, fuck, what do you do?
I don't know. Go to dental school.
Well, you know, we've talked about the goalpost, and, you know, it's true in other businesses as well. You know, shit happens in life where, you know, the end goal is still your goal, but the way to get there, you have to, you know, use that grit and the fortitude and, you know, perseverance and kick your ass and kick someone else's ass to get where you need to go. But you do have to kind of have a line of sight on where you think that goal is to get going. So the hard part about our industry is we know where we want to go. We want, like Mackie, you said a minute ago, you know, what is my goal? To get our investors their money back, to get as many viewers as possible. And to do that, you said we know how to do that. We know how to do that, and we're not executing it correctly. So I don't think we're working hard enough to do that ourselves. So if we got an idea of where we want to go and we fail, it's not because of luck. I think it's because we're not doing a good enough job at it.
I think there's always luck. Doesn't matter. I know some people that are just the luckiest. Maybe they
create it. We shouldn't have to be lucky to make this low-budget movie its money back.
I agree. No. It's a mixture of things, though, finding its audience. Like, regardless, you can't just rely on luck. I'm lucky. I'm going to win. No. You have to work your ass off. Right? That's
right.
Baseline. You can't rely on luck. You have to work your ass off. But there's also a luck component that the right person sees the right thing at the right time, and things catch fire.
But I also would say, what is your level of success? Our movie is not so expensive.
Yeah, it doesn't have to catch
that
fire.
We can't pay our investors back. Right. So we were realistic. I think enough, right? Have realistic goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I think there's enough places that you could go out and hustle that in order to try to do it because it's realistic. You just have to be willing to do it if you want it hard enough. Do most films fail? It depends on what your vision of fail are, because we talked about this. Some people's success just to put it out there, right? Is everybody paying their investors back? I don't know. I don't know what people are doing.
When I say fail, I mean fail financially. They don't make their money back.
Because depends on what they thought they could do because of their formula. We talked about that. Or what they tried to do.
Where we're at is we want to make our investors their money back.
And I don't think we're too above what we can do to do it. But there's also something to be said about the people that fall within a very safe range and feel very confident that they can get their money back for the investors.
No, I am confident we can get our money back for our investors. We have a good enough film, and it's not so expensive that it's an instrument. If we made a $5 million movie,
yeah, we'd be screwed.
Well,
they would have a lot more stuff going on.
If this movie would cost us $5 million, we would be screwed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's why this is a subjective industry. Once you reach a certain point, let's just say of fame, then you can easily or more easily make money or make money back because you are someone that people are seeking out.
That's the followers we were just talking about.
That's the followers.
So do you think we should try and become famous somehow?
Like by making movies?
No.
By getting followers, like somehow.
No, you need a sub.
Can I get famous?
I think everything boils down to the plan has to fit whatever you're trying to accomplish. And if you don't have the plan, God, I hope if you have $1 million, you got a plan. I hope you have people lined up. I hope you've done all that work up front that when you launch a movie, still a risk.
Yeah.
But I hope you've done something. Because what happens is we're backing into this thing now, right? Because we have a movie that we want to put out on Film Hub or whatever we're planning on doing with it, or get it a distributor. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the following in order to try to generate, at least to have that chance of people, that many people buying a DVD or going out and streaming it, because there's no place for it to go.
So what do we got to do? And we actually talked about an hour upstairs before we came down here tonight. And we talked a little bit about avenues to get those followers. What's your take on how to get those followers to execute that?
Either you pay somebody to promote you, or you promote yourself, or somewhere in between. So whatever that is, we've all watched 1,000 videos on YouTube. We've all gone through the thing, and it's 5 videos this. You got to do this. You got to do this. They all seem to have that same formula. But then again, I'm watching this guy who 30,000. He's already figured out his formula because I'm watching his video.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So
he's a how-to guy.
Well, of course, but that's smart, right? So I don't know what the thing is. I just know the way to get noticed in today's world is through social media, some way, shape, or form, or some platform, or some way to do it. I don't know how it is. I don't know how to do it.
Well, some things become viral organically. You know, shit just happens.
Yep.
Other things, you know, there's a plan. We probably got to go with the plan, you know?
No. Of course there's a plan. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's devising that and putting it together and figuring out what works, and then saying, can we execute it on our own? Or do we have to pay somebody to execute it for us?
If we get 10,000 views, I will light myself on fire.
On this one?
On live.
Live
on
right the podcast. Here. Right here. Just what? Well, not your whole body.
No.
Okay. Just.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It depends.
Depends.
No, I don't know, Brock. We talk about the same stuff all the time, off camera, on camera, about that part of it. We know people that are doing it and pushing it that we see are probably returning something more than we are. I don't know if it's their goal. I don't know if it's what they thought they did. I don't know what they paid for their movie. I don't know what the product they paid for. But somehow, some way, shape, or form, they're out there in the world and they're being noticed. So it's not about commercials anymore. You can't go on TV and get a commercial. You could.
Well, you can.
Yeah,
it just costs tons and tons of money.
I mean, does getting on the news, does getting on the local TV do anything?
Does nothing. Well, I mean, you might gain a couple of followers from that, but
I'm talking about people buying your crap. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is being able to promote it through that. I don't know.
Going on the local news might sell you a couple of DVDs. That's about it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what works anymore. I've never been on TV. I've never tried to sell a DVD. I probably agree with you that it probably doesn't, because
you sold a DVD to my son at the premiere.
That was easy. He was drinking and he was an easy target. I sold the game. If I would have had more Game of the Year, I would have made him buy another one.
Man. You son of a bitch. He still owes me money. He's giving you money. I know. That's what I was saying. He could have got it for free.
I could have had our whole catalog and he would have bought one that night.
I don't know. Some bitch probably hadn't even watched it yet. I'm going to ask him.
That was a prime. Probably not. That was a prime night for selling. That was a prime night for selling.
It was.
So I don't know what the answer is and what we discussed tonight about that kind of stuff. I don't know how you get people to reach out to you, Brock, because everybody has their own self-interest in mind. You want something. They have it.
You have to run through a graveyard naked to get somebody's attention these days.
You need something from somebody else. But that's how to get movies funded. I need to know how to get movies returned on investment.
We'll do a podcast about that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
We'll break down some real numbers. We'll do some research and break down some real disturbing numbers.
No, not. Yeah, we can rag, because that's what you want to do. You want to rag on how much profitability comes from the streaming service now, right? Based off of how many views you need, because it's all diluted. I wouldn't use the word
profit, but yes.
But it's all diluted, right? Well, so, and it's not, they don't report. We've all talked about that kind of thing. But that's the system that's out there now. Mm-hmm. Until you change it, right? Or come up with something different. That's what's out there. Or you go out and just hustle it. If you don't go on platform and you make 10,000 DVDs and you sell every single one of them for $10, you make $100,000.
Yep.
That's a way
gotta
to do
get
it.
Got to get them customers.
Right. So you don't need the platform. So ragging on them's great, but that's what we have today.
I'll tell you what else we have today.
What do we have? I like to rag on them. They rag on us.
I know. They don't rag on us.
They don't know us.
I wish they knew us.
What we have today are the highs, the lows, the in-betweens. True independent filmmaking on the Indie Film Sucks podcast, brought to you by 88mm Productions. See me lit on fire for 10,000 likes.
Next episode, number 50. Big party on number 50.
Yes.
All right.
I might be on the side.
All right. Good night.
film sucks. Indie film sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks Podcast.